Hey, it's Victoria, and welcome to a new episode of Something New. Today, I want to talk about something that I recently experienced for the first time in my life. Right now, today was my first day back from spring break, and during that time, during those 2 weeks, I visited my home country, which I haven't been in like a year or a little bit more than a year, and that would feel like not a very long time, considering that I've lived there my whole life, and I stopped living there a year ago. But it's surprising how much can actually change, and how your perspective and different things that you were used to see every single day, and people that you saw every single day, your interactions with them, and the way you perceive the environment around you changes so much when you go back. And it's kind of sad feeling like you will never get back that feeling you had when you were living there. And what happened to me personally was that the first days I was there, I felt kind of like a dissociation from reality. I felt like it wasn't real, like anything was real. And I felt like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like a feeling being zoned out the whole time. Like when you're somewhere with people, but you don't feel like you're there with them. You probably know what I'm talking about, but it felt really weird because I was seeing all these places that I used to be in, I used to be at, and I even saw people I used to interact with like every single day at school or at home. But it didn't feel like I was present, then I wasn't there. And I kind of felt guilty because I was like if I don't feel like I'm here, then I'm probably not gonna like take advantage of the time I'm spending here. And I didn't want to do that because, you know, it's 2 weeks and I hadn't seen them in like a year, so I wanted to make the most out of it. And it was hard for me to try to get back those same feelings I was used to. So it was a very weird feeling. It was like a mix of nostalgia and sadness, but at the same time, it was like a happy feeling. It was very weird, and it was my first time experiencing this because it's my first time going back somewhere. Because I've only lived in three countries if you count the country I lived for 5 months in. So technically like two countries, but I've never gone back. So it was definitely a weird feeling, and I really wanted to analyze it and like get into it. So I've been thinking about it a lot, and I thought about it while I was there as well. And I think I kind of came to some conclusions and some stuff that I knew existed, like some advice that I've heard before. But I just didn't really connect it to my own experience. So we all know that typical scene in movies where the like 40, 50-year-old goes back to their home country or hometown, and they visit all those places that where they used to spend their time at and see, I don't know, people from the library they used to go to or the coffee shop they used to go to, and there's usually like a nostalgic song playing in the back. And this is because that exact scene is representing how the place doesn't feel the same anymore. And to the person that is watching that movie or whatever, it triggers a feeling of sadness almost. And it doesn't cause the same feeling as if the character was living there. This, I realized, is because, of course, we are not going to be the same person anymore. That's obvious. We all know that if time passes, we're going to change, even if it's in the most slight way, even if you think you haven't changed anything and you're the same exact person you were, you're not, because it's impossible for us as humans to remain the same after we keep on with our lives. Either it is because we learned something, we made a mistake, or we met new people that influenced our lives or who we are. We're not going to be the same. And as people, our way of being, our experiences, and our personality affects the way we perceive the world around us. So if we go back to the same place, being a different person, being an evolved version of ourselves, or just different version of ourselves, we're not gonna see the things around us in the same way. And more than that, it's gonna trigger a different feeling. Maybe that school you used to go to, when you saw that school, it triggered a feeling of maybe you didn't have a good time at school. Maybe you were anxious every time you saw that school, and it triggered a feeling of anxiousness and sadness and being stressed. But now that you see that school, it's kind of it brings back all the memories you had, and it may be a relief because maybe your life now is a lot harder. Maybe you're working or at college, and it's you have a lot of new assignments, you have a lot of homework, you have a lot of work to do, and maybe it's harder for you to make friends. And like your lifestyle now is different than it was when you were living there, and now you kind of wish you were back there, or you're acknowledging what you had back in school. So what I'm trying to say here is that the same place, the exact same place, with the exact same people maybe, is not gonna feel the same to you. And that's completely normal. But once you're in that place, once you're going back and visiting, it feels like something's wrong with you, and that you should be feeling something because that's what you were used to feel the whole time. So, as humans, we are creatures of habit. We need routines and consistency, but once we are out of those routines, we feel like there's a hole in our lives, or we feel like something is missing because we need that routine, we need that habit. And when we move out of a country, when we change places, it is almost impossible to keep that same routine because you don't have the same resources around you. There's not the same gym you used to go to every morning is not there anymore. The same school or the same work you had, it's not going to be there anymore unless you work from home, but that's a whole different thing. But that would still not be the same because you're living in a new place, probably have new chores and stuff. So our routine completely changes, which I feel like is one of the biggest things that has an impact on ourselves because we're forced to figure out a new way of living, a completely new way of living. And when we visit our home country or our hometown, we're an observer. We become an observer to all those places that used to be a part of our routine. But then we feel empty because there's no place for us in that routine anymore. And we don't own that routine anymore. We don't belong to that routine anymore. This can feel like we don't have a purpose there anymore. Like that's like what used to be our daily lives, what used to be always there for us, what maybe the people that used to rely on us in our daily work we used to do every single day, that people don't need us anymore, that places don't need us anymore, and we don't have our own spot in that place, we don't have a place there. And that can be very confusing. It can be really sad because even though we know that we have our own lives back where we're living or back at home, however you want to call it, it feels like there's something missing because you built up all the time you lived there in your home country. All the time you lived there, you built up this routine, you built up this community with everyone. And now that you don't have that anymore, it feels like you don't have a purpose in that place anymore. And personally, for me, that when I realized that, even though it's cool, I don't have work, I don't have as many duties and community, I still felt a little sad. Like, I don't know how to put it. It's a weird feeling. It's like people don't need you there anymore. And I realized that a huge factor of feeling like you belong somewhere is feeling like the people who surround you or who you interact with throughout your time, like throughout the time you live there or throughout the time you're there, is feeling that people want you there or that they need you. But when time passes and you're not living there anymore, of course their lives keeps on going. Like when you left, you probably knew that as well, that they were gonna keep living their lives, they were gonna develop in a different way, they're even gonna grow within themselves as you did when you were living somewhere else. And they're gonna grow within a community, they're gonna grow within your friends or people who you used to be with daily, but you're not gonna be a part of that anymore. So your paths, maybe you were growing together. This example specifically applies to school because you're literally growing together. But also, if you can like develop yourself in different areas if you're not in school, and that people that you were going through a certain path with, or that you were like experiencing the same things and could take kind of the same things out of that situation, you're not gonna have the same experiences anymore. So you're gonna take different paths and you're gonna grow to be different people. I wanted to add something to this, and it's that it is important to base off how you feel about a certain place on yourself, not anyone else, but on your own feeling and thoughts inside, instead of like thinking about what others are perceiving of you, or if either they want you there or not. You just have to base off what you're feeling. I just wanted to mention that because I feel like it's very important, because it can really have a negative impact if we don't feel like people want us there. Of course, we're gonna feel bad about ourselves, and it can have a negative impact in our experience while we're there. This doesn't only apply to visiting, it's just like in everyday life. We just need to really pay attention to what we are feeling and not let others influence our own feelings. So it is very important to appreciate the moment you spend there, and you don't need to expect it to feel like it used to, because if that's what you expect, you're definitely going to be frustrated because that's not how it's going to be. But appreciate the time you're there and like visit and see all those places that you maybe missed. And this realization that I had about how people may not need me anymore in the place I left. It may sound very awful that people don't need you anymore, but I feel like it was kind of relieving, because you know that the people you're leaving behind, they still care about you. If someone doesn't need you, it doesn't mean they don't care about you, but they don't need you. Like if you look at this in with a positive mindset, it means that they are leaving like an open door for you to go somewhere else, because no one depends on you and you don't have anything to give back to them. You don't have to look back and take care of them in any way, or like you don't have that pressure to move or like to go to a new country and still have to worry about the problems you left behind and keep going back to them. It is actually very freeing because you know that they're there for you, you know they care about you, but you can still go somewhere else and put your energy into building those new relationships or into adapting to that new place without having to worry about what you're leaving behind. Now, when I found myself in that position where I felt like nothing was real and that I wasn't even there because the feelings I was experiencing didn't really match what I was used to, I realized that that's actually how I felt, how I used to feel when I first moved to this new country that I'm living in. When I first moved, I felt like I was on vacation and that like it didn't feel real. I still have a hard time feeling like I'm in this country because I just never pictured myself living here. I realized that's normal. Because again, since we are, and here I go again with that same phrase, we're creatures of habit. I'm sorry for repeating this so much, but I just feel like it's so accurate to this topic and it fits perfectly, so I love it. But yeah, we are used to routines. We're used to all that. So our minds are not expecting us to change, even if we know we're gonna move somewhere or something is gonna like drastically change, we still don't get used to it. So it's kind of like a reflex our mind has of kind of like ignoring the reality when there's like a big change. If you move countries, you're probably not gonna feel like it's real for the beginning of it, because it's our mind telling us, it's our mind trying to process what just happened, because you're like, wait, you've been living here for your whole life. You've had this routines, you have this friends. Like, what is going on? What is this house? What is this school? What, why are the streets so different? What is this weather? Like, it's us trying to adapt. It's like a reflex mechanism that we have. And it's not very different, like the feeling of going back home, going back to your home country, than to going into a new place. And I feel like this all has to do with the same thing, which is having a routine. Because I feel like when I first got to this country, I didn't have a routine because I was still on holidays. And it felt like a vacation. And during this time period, I didn't feel like I was actually living there at all. But once I acquired a routine, because sadly, it eventually happens that you have to go back to a routine. You have to wake up at a certain hour, eat at a certain time, go to school, maybe go to work, whatever you're doing. You still have to go back to that routine. And I realized that it was in that moment, when I got that routine, that it started feeling a little bit more real. And I feel like this is because we kind of need to have our lives together in some way. Even if it's a complete mess or we're just not used to it, and our, maybe physically we're not adapted to it, like our bodies are not adapted to moving as much or moving too little. It feels like we need these routines to make it feel real. So if we're kind of zoned out the whole time, or we feel like we're on vacation when we're somewhere, it's completely normal, because we as humans are not programmed to do that. I really believe that there's something coming from our nature as humans that affects us in that way and makes us feel like we're not present in that moment. But as I've said way too many times in this episode, we need routines, and they will make us feel like we belong there in some way, because you can kind of know what to expect. You know that you're going to be that place with that people at that certain time, and they kind of expect you to be there. So that gives you a purpose in the place. Sorry. that gives you somewhere to be at, and that kind of makes space for you in that new place. And going back to like the idea of the home country thing, if you have this new space in this new country, then the country you just left, someone else is going to take up that space, or maybe that space is going to close. And of course, when you go back, your space is not going to be there anymore. You're just there visiting, but you're not part of that routine anymore. And that is absolutely normal. We can't be in two places at once. Like, everyone knows that. Or even if we keep in touch through social media or by calling people, and maybe we're like updated with all their life events, still not going to be the same, because we're not going to have that same in-person contact. And maybe we know everything about it, but we're not going to be able to influence people around us, or we're not going to be able to like leave to provide to the conversations they have daily, or like leave our mark in that certain time. And that is completely fine and completely normal, because again, this is the way the world has to opening a new door for us and opening a new whole world of possibilities to us, even if we're not as happy in that place anymore, or we wish we were back where we used to be. It is still lot of opportunities, and we're very lucky to be living in this time of life where we can have all this, have the whole world to us, and be able to communicate through our phones, because I feel like that's also a huge part of it. It's that we have social media. So, like, for example, I left my home country, but I was still seeing all my friends through Instagram or whatever. And I kind of like knew what was going on, and I still was in touch with some of them, which really helped me know that they were doing fine. And I can also like share what I'm doing, and they can like know how my life is going, which I feel like is very reassuring, and it's very it's like a very calming feeling to know that your life back at home, even if it's still looking kind of the same, it's still changing. And even if you're not being part of that change, people are doing good. And if you go back, they're gonna welcome you. Maybe you're not gonna feel like you belong there because you don't live there anymore, but they're still gonna be welcoming to you because you were a part of their lives for a very long time. And if they were close friends, it is very hard for them probably to just like forget about you. Okay, I don't know what I just said in that last part. I don't think it has a lot to do with. No, it actually does. I'm not gonna regret what I said because it makes a lot of sense. Anyways, I think I have to end the episode now. I just wanna make a quick conclusion, which is that you don't have to feel guilty for not feeling the same you used to feel. It's normal to feel weird when you have a really big change going on in your lives and in your life, and then you visit what you used to live, because we're not programmed to do that. We're not used to that. It's a very weird feeling, and it's kind of unnatural. And we can't expect the place we're leaving behind to be the same way it used to be or feel the same way, because it is normal for us to keep changing throughout time and for everyone around us to keep changing throughout time. And our perception on everything will definitely not be the same, as well as our routines. And this. It is just important to acknowledge our growth and know that all that weird feelings that all those weird feelings that we're feeling, and the like dissociation from reality we're feeling and being so undoubted and all that, that's the consequence of all the growth we've experienced and all the different things we've been through in our lives. Without that, our lives would be the same every single day, and that wouldn't be fun at all. So, yeah, we need to acknowledge that and appreciate it. So, thank you for listening. I really hope this was helpful for you in some way, or you can relate to it. And if it wasn't, and you completely disagree with absolutely everything I just said, I just hope that you were able to reflect about this topic, which I feel it is very important to talk about and like understand, and you can take something good out of it. So, thank you for listening.